This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Rhiann Boland. The Tanjai Kamala Indira Dance School, established in 1966, is the longest operating dance training school in Malaysia. And over the years, they've had thousands of students and put on numerous performances. Their latest production is called the Sri Vali Thirumanam, and the founder and principal of TKI Dance School, Natuva Tilagam, Mrs. Indira Manikam, and lead actor and dancer Carmini Manikam are here to tell me more. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Rhiann.
Hi. So can you tell us more about the styles of dancing which you teach at TKI Dance School?
We teach to everybody Bharatanatyam. Bharatanatyam, of course, you all know it is from South India. And we teach basically Bharatanatyam. And of course, we have the, when it comes for programs and all that, then we start to teach some other dance like folk dance and the other type of dance we teach. But we are Bharatanatyam dancers.
And do you keep the dancing style more traditional or do you also incorporate more modern moves as well?
Oh, I always keep to my tradition.
And after all these years, how do you keep coming up with new storylines and choreography?
Well, choreography and all that is nothing that difficult or anything like that, because normally we choreograph according to the subject. What subject we are going to do. Even it can be a modern performance or whatever, but whenever I choreograph, I always choreograph in a very traditional way. But of course, I will not go out of the frame of Bharatanatyam. So we will do something that will definitely fit it very well.
And you came up with the concept and also choreographed the Sri Vali Thirumanam dance drama. So do you come up with the story idea first and then come up with the dance after, or is it the other way around?
Well, first we have to come with a proper story, you know, because this Sri Valli Thirumanam dance drama is basically, it is on Muruga and on Valli and Devayane. And whenever we choreograph and we do the story, we take the part where the importance for dance. Because we have to take that story in such a way where there will be more importance will be given to the dance. Of course, it's a dance drama, but all the acting, everything is shown in the form of dance. So we always take that particular piece for dancing only. So I looked always into the dance aspect of the story only.
And Carmini, you're the lead actress and dancer. So is there a script to go along with the dance?
Okay, this is basically a dance drama. So it has been pre-recorded and it's actually in a form of song. So you are kind of acting and dancing at the same time.
I see. And how long have you been in rehearsal for?
I think the rehearsals, because, myself, I was engaged with other dance programs. So like, there was not much of rehearsals, but I think I did put a lot of effort in getting myself into shape. I actually lost 7 kilos for this.
Wow. What's your secret?
You see, Valli is actually a teenager. And
this is the character.
The character. Yeah. Valli, she's actually a teenager. So that is like way much younger than my real age. So, you know, to fit into the characters, I think it's best to do justice to it. And I'm a person who always believe in one thing, that it's not about acting on stage. It's about behaving on stage. So you have to become one and behave like one. I'm in my role at this moment.
So are you enjoying going back in time and playing a teenager?
Oh, yes. But all I can remember, I think during that time, I guess, all I could think of at that moment was studies. And I think I had a much thicker eyebrow because mom never liked to do threading. And that was like moments of eating so much of chicken, I guess, because I'm a vegetarian now. So that's what I could think of at that moment. But playing the role of Valli, she's actually a teenager who is playful. She's actually a tribal princess.
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you just touched upon, your mother is Mrs. Indira Manikam. Mm-hmm. And so do you have any influence? You know, obviously, she comes up with a concept. Do you think, oh, this would be a very great thing to put in?
Yes, a lot. I think my mom, she is willing to take in opinions. So it's nice to work with my mom when we share a lot of ideas and all that. But of course, there's conflict of interest as well.
I can imagine.
So it's a mother-guru-daughter-disciple relationship. Yeah.
And can I just ask, how many dancers are in the production overall?
There are about 60 of them.
And how do you manage all of them? I mean, as Harmony mentioned, the rehearsal time has not been that long. So how is it that you kind of manage all of them and keep to the high standards?
Yeah, because most of my students, the 60 students, they all also, they have been having training more than 10 years they have been dancing. And some of them are graduates in the Bharatanatyam field. And of course, they are, some of them are professionals in their own field also. In spite of that, I have my students who are very disciplined. And for the last 3 months, I've been practicing with them. And sometimes we have Sundays, the whole morning till the evening, my students will spend the whole day with me and practicing and all that. They all are committed. And that's what I really love them, because they know what they are doing, and we'll make them to practice. And every time they practice, they're improving themselves. So they don't complain. I'm very happy, and I really love my children.
And how is it different from just putting on a dance performance to having the dance drama element?
Whenever we teach dance drama, we in fact, all the students learn better, I will say. Because as always, I will tell, because sometimes when we teach certain items in the dance, they only perform one individual piece. But here, it all comes character roles. So all the students, because whoever I've told them, like, you become the Muruga, you become the king, you become the hunter, and all these roles they are taking. And the students really understand the character, I have to tell them, what is your role? So they understand about the role, and they will start performing. And when I teach, they do, we call it as a Navarasa Bhavam, which is the nine emotion. So all my students get to learn this kind of expression, especially it is in the dance drama. It is a teamwork. Everybody have to work together. Everybody will jointly will do the work.
So do you feel like, given a character, do you feel that helps with the dance performance?
Yes, definitely. As I said, like, each character plays a significant role in the drama, regardless whether it's going to be elephant there, or whether it's going to be a peacock, or even a soldier, or someone who's just a small little role. It also plays a significant thing here in this dance drama.
So can you tell us a little bit what the story is about?
The story is a mythological story about Muruga, Valli, and Devayane. And of course, our Malaysians will definitely will know what is Thaipusam, because Thaipusam it is a national celebration. I will say that everybody will get together in Batu Cave. It is more of a celebration than a festival. So it is also related to that. So this particular dance drama is all about this mythological story, and where it is mostly the dance is like the tribal dance. We call them as the Kurati dance, and it's going to be like some sort of this kind of a dance and all that. And I'm sure many of them is going to really like this particular dance. And it's also, there are a lot of explanation in the dance, that why is that Muruga got two wives, and why she was born like this, because it is a second birth of Valli and Devayane, you see, why the birth has taken place. All this is explained in the dance drama. See, like sometimes when we can read a book and we can understand what are the story about it, and we watch movie also. But you see, when it comes to dance drama, we are watching life, and we will feel, oh my God, this is how Muruga is coming towards us. And then we can see how are the Kuratis are dancing. Oh, this is how the Kuratis are going to be. So when you watch it very live, it will become very captivating for a person. And this will remember, and every children or whoever watches it will remember the story all their life along.
And do you write the script yourself?
No, I've only given the basic thing what it is about, and I also got some advice from some other people, and I've got it done in India, and he has written the song, and he composed it, and the music direction, all I did it in India.
So can you tell us a little bit about the costumes?
We have designed ourselves and also tailored in India. And some have been also tailored in Malaysia itself. So it's going to be very colorful costumes, and you're going to see princess, the king, queen, and there's going to be so many characters there on stage.
And you as the lead dancer, how many costume changes do you have?
Well, I think it's only going to be two this time.
Okay.
We have settings, you see, for each scenes. We are changing some settings because from the palace, we'll go to the jungle, and from the jungle, we'll be going to heaven. It'll be very beautifully done. It's all locally done here, which is going to really captivate the audience, which I think when you see it live, then only you will know.
And it's actually a free performance. So can you explain the reasoning why you decided to make it free?
Well, this is actually a community service project by the National Land Finance Cooperative Society, Tan Sri K.R. Soma Arts and Cultural Foundation. So they are actually joining together with us to have this dance drama for the audience.
This dance drama comes after a number of performances that you have put on in previous years. Is this something that the TKI Dance School would like to put on every year?
Yes, it depends, you see. But especially like this dance drama was arranged by this K.R. Soma Arts and Cultural Foundation, because it's the foundation is the one who really wants to promote the art and culture, and they're doing it for free so that everybody can come and watch, understand the art, the culture and all that. And every year we do have a lot of production. And sometimes 2 years once we give a very big production like this.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to my guest, founder and principal of TKI Dance School, Nathuva Tilagam, Mrs. Indira Manikam, and lead actor and dancer of Sri Vali Tiru Manam, Kamini Manikam. Performances are this weekend at 7:45 p.m. at the PJ Civic Centre, and tickets are free. For more information, you can head over to www.tki.com.my. Just to add, Myriad Faces, a photography exhibition by A. Pratap showcasing young actors of Kattai Kuttu, the theatre of Tamil Nadu, is on tonight from 8:30 at Sutra Gallery 12, Persiaran, Titiwangsa 3. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Riyan Boland, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.